Faith Peters in Washington. Three of the four U.S. Army soldiers who went missing during a training mission in Lithuania last week were found dead on Monday. The search is ongoing for a fourth soldier. Bernie Bennett has more.
The M88 Hercules armored recovery vehicles the soldiers were in when they went missing was removed from a swamp early Monday morning after 6 days of work to retrieve it. The Army says the soldiers, who were all based in Fort Stewart, Georgia, went missing on Tuesday during a training exercise. On Wednesday, their 63-ton vehicle was found submerged in about 15 feet of water and clay-like mud in a training area. Major General Christopher Norrie, 3rd Infantry Division Commanding General, said in a statement Monday, quote, "The soldiers we have lost in this tragedy were not just soldiers, they were part of our family." Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump's promised Liberation Day of tariffs is coming.
President Trump rolling out a set of tariffs scheduled to start April 2nd.
Many countries have taken advantage of us, the likes of which nobody even thought was possible for many, many decades, for decades. And, you know, that has to stop.
Most economists say the tariffs would get passed to consumers in the form of higher prices. 25% on imported cars, that's estimated to hit buyers with a price tag of $5,000 to $10,000 more. In an NBC interview, Trump says if the prices on foreign cars go up, they're going to buy American cars. I'm Julie Walker.
The Supreme Court appears to be leaning toward a Catholic charitable organization pushing back against the state of Wisconsin in the latest religious rights case to come before the court. The justices suggested the Catholic Charities Bureau should not have to pay unemployment taxes because the work of the Social Services Agency is motivated by religious beliefs, and the state exempts religious groups from the tax. On Wall Street, the Dow by 417 points. This is SRN News. The CEO of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is alarmed by the rising persecution of Christians across the Middle East.
I mean, the number of Christians that were in Syria, 500,000 just not too long ago, is now around 8% of that number. The same thing in Iraq. You see it across the Middle East. And they're not only being kicked out, they're being targeted and killed. In Syria in the past few weeks, there have been over 1,000 Christians targeted and killed. Across the Middle East, we're seeing churches burned down. We're seeing pastors who have their throats slit in the sanctuary. That Christians and Jews are in this together.
Yael Eckstein told the Salem Radio Network her organization is focused on helping persecuted Jews as well as the Christian community. She says Israel has the fastest and only growing Christian population in the entire Middle East. This is SRN News. Texas lawmakers are poised to devote billions to save the state's water supply, but there's debate over which strategies to invest in.
Conservation is the first line of defense, according to experts, that could include reducing consumption through incentives, leak detection, and improving irrigation techniques. There's also a push to fix the state's aging water infrastructure, including leaking pipes and deteriorating treatment plants. Another possible solution would be finding new water supplies through a process called desalinization, which removes salt from seawater or brackish groundwater and makes it drinkable. John Scott reporting.
The village where Abraham Lincoln came of age is deteriorating. Lincoln lived in New Salem, Illinois, as a young man from 1831 to 1837. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.